As John flagged in his intro, this industry is at the beginning of a very significant shift that, in the end, will dramatically transform how healthcare systems and hospitals operate. Now, this shift revolves about one key driver, which is waste. Waste and the fact that no healthcare system in the world can still afford its own levels of inefficiency and quality defects. Yeah, and I'm sure that each of you individually have your own experiences, encounters with waste and inefficiency in healthcare. Yeah, my most recent favorite one, in fact, happened to my spouse a couple of months ago when she had to go in for relatively minor surgery. And what was planned to be a one-day, one-night procedure ended up being a three-day, two-night procedure. Okay, now, not because something went wrong in surgery, but what went wrong was the whole bed management and the discharge planning. Okay, the processes of this hospital just weren't capable to get my wife out of the hospital on time. Now, a couple of years ago in the cost-plus world, it was a nice to have to work on this type of waste. Today, it's a matter of survival. And what's going to take to bring this industry at a different level of performance is big change management and technology. And this is where our service business and our service DNA, and specifically our solutions businesses that we built on top of that service business, are very well positioned. Now, this picture shows our service business, and like I think many of you know, this is a fantastic business, has shown great growth, great financials over time. And what you see in the blue is our core service franchise, our maintenance business, our break fix business, solid growth in line with our installed base. What you see in green is our asset management business. Okay, this is a new platform that we started building less than a decade ago that aims after equipment, capital expenditure, and operating expense optimization. And then in orange, you see a new platform, our solutions business, our performance solutions business, where we look into whole hospital optimization. It's a small platform, relatively new platform today, okay, but great growth prospect given the huge potential of driving efficiency in this industry. Now, let me go one step deeper into asset management. Now, asset management is essentially a business where we take the full installed base, equipment installed base of a hospital under our wings, GE installed base and other OEM installed base. We provide full maintenance capability, but on top of that, we bring in technologies to track assets and to drive asset availability. We couple it with advisory around capital planning within the hospital. Okay, and these three together, our maintenance capability, optimization technologies, and advisory, allow the hospital to make a step change in its performance on operating expense and capital expenditure. Now, this is one example of waste in the industry and how to deal with it. Now, the waste that I talked about in the beginning goes way further than asset optimization. Look at this dollar. Now, for every dollar spent on healthcare today, more than 20 cents is wasted. And the waste comes in essentially three flavors. Okay, the first one, resource underutilization. Okay, a typical hospital in the U.S. runs today at about 60 to 65% of its capacity. Now, despite this low utilization of capacity, most hospitals still feel full, are clogged up. Okay, these are types of performance levels that 20 years ago almost necked the airline industry. Second type of waste, clinical variation. Okay, if any of you would go today into a hospital with a given set of symptoms, and you would go to a second hospital, okay, same person, same symptoms, the chances are that you will get a very different treatment with different cost picture and probably different outcomes. Okay, now, none of this difference is justified by any clinical evidence. Okay, it's driven by the preferences and the practices of that specific hospital. Studies like the Dartmouth Atlas study have shown that if, across the industry, best practice care pathways would be utilized, okay, you can pull tens of billions of dollars of costs out of the system and at the same time improve the quality. And then the third type of waste, fragmented care. Okay, a patient, and specifically a patient with a chronic disease, will, over the course of that disease, go through different providers within the system. Okay, now, the reality is that the left hand in the system doesn't know what the right hand is doing. Okay, this leads to duplication, okay, and even more important, to lack of prevention. Okay. Pilots over the past 5 years in Europe and in the U.S. have shown that if you enable providers in the healthcare system to better coordinate and cooperate, okay, you can, again, pull 15 to 20% of costs out of the system, okay, in a 5 to 10 year period and drive better quality. Yeah, so $500 billion or $500 trillion of waste, okay, and this is in the U.S. system alone. Now, a bit more than a year ago, when we started to see the urgency of dealing with this problem of inefficiency in the industry, a year and a half ago, we decided to take this performance solutions platform and turn it into a dedicated global P&L that's fully focused on going after this inefficiency opportunity. Yeah, and we do it with a strategy that's built on three key pillars. Okay. The first one in the lower left is healthcare operations optimization. Okay, this is where we bring in process technology and advisory to help a hospital run efficient and safe at 90% capacity utilization or above. Okay. Second, clinical care delivery optimization. This is about helping hospitals to adopt best practice care pathways and put systems and processes in place where you measure clinical performance, analyze, learn from it, and improve. Okay. Now, this is also where it starts to link to what Vishal was saying about Calibria, because Calibria is one great system, one great technology that, in the end, is a great sustained phase to drive clinical quality and drive out non-intended or non-value-adding clinical variation in the system. And then the third aspect of the strategy is enabling integrated health organizations. This is about combining advisory around care pathways with e-health technology to enable a system, to enable providers in the system to better coordinate and cooperate across the care continuum of a patient. So three drivers of our strategy, but let me go into a few examples to give you a feel of what we do. First example, Moffitt Cancer Center in Florida. Okay, this is where we tackled one of the toughest problems inside a hospital, which is the scheduling of an operating room block. Okay, the OR block in a hospital is the engine room of the hospital. It influences all the processes, the patient flow that goes on before it. It influences even more the bed management and the discharge management in the hospital. And what we did at Moffitt is we totally redesigned the way that they schedule their operating rooms and how that interfaces with the rest of the hospital. Now, key in that was our block optimizer technology, which is a software tool that we developed together with our global research center in upstate New York that embeds, state-of-the-art optimization algorithms that allow us to take on this very complex scheduling problem in hospital. Now, as a result, in Moffitt, we increased inpatient capacity throughput through the OR by about 15%. Okay, that's about 1,000 procedures a year. That's a lot of money in terms of revenues and a lot of money in terms of hospital efficiency. Second example of their Erxner Health System in New Orleans. Here, it's a great success story of a multi-year engagement where we worked with Erxner, driving their strategic planning processes, their leadership systems, lean optimization. Okay. In the end, very significant bottom line impact for the Erxner system. And today we're working with them on a next set of engagement. One specific is focused on patient safety, where we use our smart room technology to, again, developed with our global research center, but to go after things like hand hygiene compliance and prevention of patient falls. Okay. These are just two examples. Okay. I could give you 10 more, but I wanted to show you some of these because it shows, one, what types and what amounts of value you can generate for a hospital or a hospital system by starting to go after these inefficiencies and waste. But second, it also illustrates the three key capabilities that we can bring together. right? And I think GE Healthcare is distinctive in being able to bring together strong pragmatic change management, okay, using our GE toolkit. Okay, second, technology. Okay, we know how to do technology. We know how to link it to process redesign. And we have our GRC, okay, that really has some fantastic brains when it comes to optimization algorithms. Okay, and then third, healthcare depth. Okay, healthcare is what we do every day. That we have privileged access to clients. We have great access to partnership. Okay, so where are we going to take this? Okay, in the end, okay, key messages are: this is a great opportunity. This is an emerging market, the market of going after inefficiency in the industry. We as Performance Solutions in GE Healthcare are very well placed with a set of distinctive capabilities, a large number of repeatable success cases, and a strong investment from GE in enhancing, broadening our footprint, and further investing into new technologies and solutions capabilities. Okay. And with this, we're going to be part of the companies that are going to shape this new market and create a great growth platform as a result, like we did with our asset management business. And with that, I'm going to hand it back to John for the close.